Simon Chafei, Sif Yud Gimel. Nogu ha'oilam shaloi lachlois tefillin achar kedusha uvolitziyan. The minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to take off the tefillin until after he says uvolitziyan. The Mishabru brings that a person should know his nature. If he has problems with his stomach, then he shouldn't leave it on longer. If he doesn't have problems with his stomach, then he can't leave him on longer. The Rizal said that one should not take off his tefillin till after he finishes aleinu. The minhag was that if there's a meal in the shul immediately afterwards, then people will leave the tefillin on till after the meal. The Rama says, "V'yesh mishukos v'altzad hakabbalah." It's Kabbalah, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So this is Kabbalah that one should do. Shelo yachlas ad she'omer bem sholosh kedushas v'arba kedushin. One should not take off his tefillin till after three kedushas and four kedushin. D'haynu la'acha kaddish yosem. That's after the kaddish yosem. V'ochi nagim amadaktikim. To wait to that point. Mishabur says it's a mistake in the printing over there. It's supposed to be three kedushim and four kedushas. Dipochu is considered one of the Kedusha, so you basically have a Bohu, and then you have the Kedusha in Birchas Kriya Shema, and then you have the Kedusha by Shemon Esrei, and the Kedusha of Alitziyam. And the three Kadeshim is the Chatzi Kaddish before Bohu, the Chatzi Kaddish after Shemon Esrei, before Ashrei, and the Kaddish Sholem after Alitziyam. Kamuvan, a person should try to keep his tefillin on until the end of the entire tefillah, unless he has some extenuating circumstances. It is not a proper thing to show Kodesh Bohu that the first thing you want to do is run away and go home. That they have a sefer Torah, people don't take off the tefillin until they put it back. This is monoget nenek svad. They put it back after Volitzia. Going to Minhag Ashkenaz, anyway, they put it back before Volitzia. Ramah explains that that's we just spoke out. All Minhag Ashkenaz, Shmachlisim HaTorah Miyad, La'acha HaKriya, Ein L'chaltzim, Rak Kamo Yishar Yomim. B'yoyim Reish HaChodesh, Choltzim Oysim Koydim, Tfilas Musaf. And the day that there's a Reish HaChodesh, then we take him off before we say Musaf. Obiyoy Reish Chodesh, Choltzim, Oizem, Koydim, Tfilas Musaf. It is Reish Chodesh, we take it off before Musaf. Yeah. The rabbi says you take it off at the end of Bolotzin when you say the Yirotzin at the end of Bolotzin. Because it says Nishma Chukecha, which is a bracha that Yishali brings as a bracha in certain places they used to say when they took off the tefillin. So it's similar to that bracha. The more common minhag is just to wait till after the Kaddish and to say it then. Important thing is not to take it off during Kaddish, not during when we're saying tefillas. Some people have some custom, which I don't know where it comes from. They take off the tefillah in the middle of Enki Elokeinu. They seem to feel that Enki Elokeinu is spare time to do whatever else you have to do. It happens to be a very important tefillah. The Ramah continues, Hu adin b'chol hamoed. Also, in chol hamoed, one takes off the tefillin before Musaf. Without the Mokum Shah, remember Musaf, Kedusha's Kesa, Umi Nogan Sal Kodan Musaf Bechol Mokum. Yeah, the place that they put on the tefillin and Cholamoy, they take it off before Musaf.